I want us to revisit some of the principles on why Jesus Christ came to this world. Praise God. Principles on why Jesus came to this world. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Now, if you can follow this message, this very brief message, I think many things will be made clear in our life. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
God is here to save people and cause them to have life in its entirety, the fullness of life. Praise God. He says, I have come that you may have life and life abundantly. Praise God. When Jesus makes a statement like that, he's trying to say that what we thought life was is not life at all. Men are just struggling. Praise God. Men are just struggling. Hallelujah. But today, we have an opportunity to experience life in its fullness. And I'm going to go to Jonah. The story of Jonah. We had a word from the Lord last week concerning Jonah. And Jonah is an experience that every man in Adam has had. You better understand these things. These things are messages directed for us. They are not for, you know, kindergarten, for primary school. You know, storybooks where you see the big whale, you know, and somebody coming out of the mouth. Very, very sweet stories for children. But it's deeper than that. Praise God. There's one word that's in the Bible. It says, all men die in Adam. All men die in Adam. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. All, not some. Hallelujah. Just mark this word, some. God has loved the world so much, today he has given us the Son, that whosoever believeth shall not what? Perish, but have eternal life. That eternal life is the bubbling life of God. Bubbling. Abundant. Have you seen a bubbling spring? Bubbling with life, filled with life, pregnant, you know, bursting forth with life. Praise God. God so he has given us. Whosoever believeth shall not what? Perish, but have eternal life. The life of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. And you will discover at the end of this message that your problem is not what you thought it was. The problem is that all died in Adam. At times we try to solve our problems, you know, in various ways. You want to take a medicine, a pill. You want to have an operation. You know, you want to have a pastor to lay his hands on you and pray and cast out the devil, or to heal, you know, get you healed from a sickness. And you think that that is the end of the whole thing. That probably a pastor prays for you and all the breads, God starts to throw manna at you from heaven. A pastor lays a hand on you and probably you have a good job and you have all the money and that is the end of the faith. No, it's higher than that. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're talking about life in the bosom of God. Experiencing life in God. Hallelujah. Amen. Life inside of God. Experiencing the security, the love, the tenderness of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. The story of Jonah is a story that applies to every man. God will teach us today how men have descended into hell and destruction. God will teach us today how you shall pray. God will teach you today how you can realize once more the totality of the grace of God in your life. Because you are children of grace. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
We just read fast. It says, then Jonah prayed unto the Lord his God out of the fish's belly and said, I cried by reason of my affliction unto the Lord, and he heard me. Out of the belly of hell cried I, and thou heardest my voice. For thou hast cast me into the deep, in the midst of the seas, and the floods compassed me about. All thy billows and thy waves passed over me. Then I said, I am cast out of thy sight. Yet I will look again towards thy holy temple. The waters compassed me about, even to the soul. The depths closed me round about. The weeds were wrapped about my head. I went down to the bottom of the mountains. The earth with her bars was about me forever. Yet thou hast brought up my life from corruption, O Lord my God. When my soul fainted within me, I remembered the Lord, and my prayer came in unto thee, into thy holy temple.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes. They that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy. But I will sacrifice unto thee with a voice of thanksgiving. I will pay that which I have vowed. Salvation is of the Lord. And the Lord spake unto the fish, and it vomited out Jonah unto the dry land. Brethren, the whole gospel is sealed up in this message. You can see the secret of God here. Hallelujah. Because Jonah spoke about an experience of being cut away from the God's presence. He experienced what it meant to be locked out of God's presence. Paul calls it alienated from the life of God. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
This same God, he says that in his presence is the fullness
of joy.
And that joy of the Lord is your strength. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you have his presence, if you rest in his presence, if you find the dwelling place in the heart of God, you are filled with joy. And that joy is your strength.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
That joy of the Lord, the goods of this world cannot give you. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
The goods of this world cannot give you the joy of the Lord. It's the Lord himself. So Jonah explains an experience. He was cut out of God's presence. And he describes this experience as hell. He said he was at the bottom of the mountains and the bars. You know when you talk of bars, they're talking of the cage. He mean underneath the deep in the sea, he was saying that he was in, you know, in a type of cage. Hallelujah. In a type of dungeon underneath. That means he was locked out of God's presence. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
When he says that he has come to set the captives free, what do you think he's talking about? This is where people dwell. This is where people are perishing in their sins and transgression. Hallelujah. The depth of the sea speaks about the abyss. The abyss is a place where there is no light. Hallelujah. That's why in the book of Revelation, it speaks about the deep. The deep, that is the depth of the sea, vomiting out the dead. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
I tell you, today is the day God is vomiting you, causing you to be vomited out of the deep.
Amen.
So that you can have the light of life.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
You see it? Hell. He says, I was in hell. I didn't see him in a place where there was a fire or something. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
What does it mean when he says that? You shall not perish, but have eternal life. Look at that word perish. Perish is a state of continuous decay. It's a state of continuous death. Die, dying, you will die. That was the word to Adam. The day you take up that fruit, then you will die. That fruit is human knowledge. It's the wisdom of this world. Adam was deceived. Adam was that same man cast into the sea, into the depths. Look what he says. He said corruption. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So God is saying today, all men are already perishing in that realm we call hell and death. But thank God, in the book of Revelation, he says he has come with the key of hell
and death.
And death. That key is what is applying to us today through the message.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
To deliver man from the pit of hell and death.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The last enemy of God to be defeated is death. Hallelujah. Death is all, it's a spiritual concept. Praise God. Hell is a spiritual concept. Hallelujah. And this is what men are already experiencing. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you think what you have here is life?
No,
this is not life. But you can be in heaven. You can experience heaven right now.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Heaven is not a place in the galaxy. It is a realm that you can attain to through the knowledge of Christ.
Amen.
Jesus Christ says nobody has been to heaven except I, the Son of Man, who is in
heaven.
Jesus was in heaven right here on earth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is the experience, the beautiful experience he had in the fellowship of the Father.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Let us understand what God is saying, brethren. Hallelujah. When Paul says that you are seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, somebody is in heavenly, speaking about heavenly places here, and he wants to go to a heavenly place somewhere again. It's all right now. You can experience it right now. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You can experience heaven right now. He says, where I am is where you will be also. The Spirit is gathering you unto himself so that you can attain to that realm which you call heaven.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 So let us understand in the book of Psalms, Psalms chapter 9 verse 17, he says the wicked shall be turned into hell and all the nations that forget God. Somebody says, well, I remember God. You remember who? Which God? Hallelujah. You know, there's a place in James. James says that, you know, James said, well, you say you fear God. He said, well, even the devil fear God. Hallelujah. And then you know James is a very, very strict teacher in the Bible.
Yes.
He says, you know God, you worship God, you pray to God. Well, even the devil is not God. Even the people that crucified Jesus knew God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
You have to understand that the true knowledge of God was lost in man's descent into mortality. All those objects that what people call God is not God. Those things that people cry and pray to in the sky is not God. It's only what your imagination. Praise God. Those that forget God, the nations that are far away from you shall perish. They shall be cast away into hell. You see, the Bible is not just a word for now. It's not happening only now. It's a present, continuous thing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you know, as you are now, through unbelief, you can be slipping into the bottomless pit and dying off. And through understanding and comprehension of the word, you can be awakening. Everything is present right now. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
If you turn quickly to the book of Psalm chapter 73 verse 27. Are you there? Psalm 73 verse 27. He says, for lo, they that are far away from thee shall perish. Thou hast destroyed all them that go a whoring from thee. But it is good for me to draw near to God. I have put my trust in the Lord God, hallelujah, and I will declare thy works, hallelujah. So you see what is the same comfort, you know, the same confirmation. Those that are far away from God shall what? Perish. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, your distance from God is a conscious thing. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
You know, if you cannot say that I and the Father are one, you are far away from God. Do you know this is the will of God that you may know, that you may experience. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That we are one with the Father.
Amen.
The way Jesus was one with the Father. But anybody who does not know this for experience is already experiencing what we call hell. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The reconciliation of God is talking about a uniting consciously in the oneness with the Father, which is the Spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When he said the two must become one, that's what it means. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Bible says, draw near to me, I'll draw near to you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Draw near to me, I'll draw near to you. Praise God. We have to unite with the Lord. Praise God. The two must be one. If we want to experience the life in its entirety. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Look at the word called resurrection being mentioned here. In the book of Jonah. It says that God has what? Brought my life from corruption. That is the resurrection.
Amen.
Is this Psalm 110:23? He said, the Lord redeems my soul from the pit and crowns me with what? With life, with compassion. My youth is renewed as what?
The eagle.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 We are seeing the work of God. Praise God. He has brought my life out of corruption. He says that at the sounding of the trumpet, this corruptible shall what? Inherit. There shall be a transformation is in your mind. You're not saying, God is not saying that this your physical body goes immortal and you'll be here eating pasta for thousands of years. No. He's speaking that you put on the incorruptible mind and nature of Christ.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And you shall never die.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
When you hear the sound of the trumpet, the trumpet is the call of God. It's God speaking to you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Bringing remembrance. Remember, we forgot God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We what? We forgot God. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
We all forgot God in the transgression. That's why he says here. He says that what? How did he put it here? He says that I was cast out of thy sight, hallelujah, and I was forgotten. This was what Jonah was saying. Praise God. We all forgot God in our human experience, but today God is speaking to us by his voice. The voice brings remembrance. You see, when you hear the voice, you begin to remember. Amen. Hallelujah. You begin to remember. And remembrance, what brings you out? He says, do this in remembrance of me.
Hallelujah.
When the Spirit of God will come, he will remind you of the things I have spoken. He will bring to mind, he will remind you. What is he reminding you of? It's reminding you of your divinity in God. Hallelujah. It's reminding you of the mystery of godliness. Hallelujah. What God is. Praise God. How you can once more experience God. Because God is not an object to be investigated from without. God is life to be lived. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's very, very important we understand these things. Now, Jesus Christ defines what eternal life is here. Praise God. I'm going to go quickly to the book of John. John chapter 17, verse 1. Hallelujah. Because what we are sharing today is the knowledge that will bring you out of what we call hell.
Amen.
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 You must admit, you must know for yourself that what you experience as a man is not the best of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Ask the ones who have made the millions. Ask the ones who have, you know, prospered in this physical realm. They never got to the place where they said, okay, I am. You know, when you say I am, that means you are satisfied. You, I am. When you say I am, that means nothing else to be added. You have come to their place. Have you ever seen somebody in this world, a human being, say that they always search for something new, how to attain to a new something? They are not satisfied. Oh, you built a mansion here, okay. You have to reshape it. You have to get something there. You have to get more money there. Hallelujah. Somebody came into this country as a migrant, came into Italy as a migrant. And when he came here some years ago, if he would have been satisfied if he had just a little job with a little salary. Suddenly the guy started to get big money and he now even wants more. Somebody that would have been satisfied to have under 1,000 euro a month, suddenly he gets over 10,000 euro and he discovers that he's in want. He's in lack. Can you understand that you cannot be satisfied as a man?
No way.
Praise God. Hell can never be satisfied. Hell is like a desert or like a barren womb. No matter how much you water it, it cannot produce. You cannot be satisfied as a man. That is the futile nature of the carnal mind. Hallelujah. It cannot be satisfied, and that is hell. It continues to consume those who inhabit that realm. It's a realm where you know no peace. Hallelujah. Praise God. But today, we can have an understanding of divinity through the knowledge of Christ and escape the misery and the corruption that is in this world. You see, Jonah escaped the corruption.
Hallelujah.
We are to escape also the corruption that is in this world.
Amen.
Where worms don't die. Where the fire is not quenched. Where things are constantly changing. Praise God. God wants to give us peace into that place which we call Zion.
Amen.
That can never be moved. It remains eternally in the heavens. 1 John chapter 17. Sorry, John chapter 17, sorry. This word spake Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, and thy Son also may glorify thee, as thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he may give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is eternal life, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. Now, he has given him power over all flesh. Now, when you say all flesh, he talks about the dead men. Eh? When you say flesh, he's talking about men who are dead in their transgressions, men who are walking in their carnal identities. That is the realm of the Gentiles. Flesh. Flesh. And you know, flesh, if you live in the flesh, you shall what? Die. To be spiritually minded is what? Life and peace. To be carnally minded is what?
Death.
It's death and hell. It's destruction. That's flesh. You know, our pastor spoke today about gossip, malice, and all that. That is what? That's flesh. It's what? Flesh. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
But he says he has given him power over our flesh to give them life. And how does he give them life? How does he quicken them? He does this by giving them a revelation. revelation of the true God. The true God. What you thought was God is not God. You have to have a revelation of God. And Jesus whom thou hast sent, the messenger. How you know that they must go hand in hand. The messenger, the Christ, they must understand the mystery of Christ to know God. Nobody knows the Father except the Son, and nobody knows the Son except the Father. You cannot know God except you know the mystery of the Son. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is the revelation that will lift you out of your mortality. This is the revelation that will lift you out of the belly of the whale. Hallelujah. Praise God. To know the true God and what? Jesus, whom thou hast sent. Oh, hallelujah. In the book of 1 John chapter 5, verse 20, he says that we know that the Son of God has come to give us what? An understanding. That we may know him that is true. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that what? We are in him. We are in him that is true. This is the what? Eternal life. Can you hear that? Jesus Christ did not come to do what he came to give you a revelation. We have to leave the realm of parables, leave the realm of religion. Stop going around what in circles and hear what the Spirit is saying to the church in this hour. He has come to give you an understanding, and that understanding is the key that will loosen you out of hell and death. It's a realm. Hell and death is a realm that men live in as a result of their ignorance. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He has given you what? The understanding today that will loosen you and cause you to go into the glorious liberty of the sons of God.
God.
That you may know him that is true. There is somebody that is true. There is a creature that is true. Every other thing is false. Mark this word. Him that is true. Who says I am the truth?
The Lord.
Jesus says I am the truth. And that we are in
him.
Look at them. You are in him. This is the true God
and eternal life.
There's no God outside of this revelation. Now, the fullness of God dwells bodily in Christ. Do you understand the mystery? Somebody say he doesn't understand. Pastor, this one is too much. You have to listen again and again and again and again. And as I listen, those devils will flee from you. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Those devils of blindness, of dumbness, will flee. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. That you may know him that is true. That somebody that is true. That's a creature that is true. And that is Jesus. Not a historical Jesus. Not a Jesus of 2,000 years ago with blue eyes. And long hair. Jesus is a celestial body. Jesus is a man from heaven. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
We call him the Alpha and the Omega.
Yeah.
And in him dwells the church. This is the church. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
That body is the true God and eternal life. He says, I am the Almighty. That's what Jesus Christ says. I am the Almighty. I am the beginning. I am the Almighty. I am he that liveth. Now, what? Why do you think there's another God outside of Jesus? God is embodied in what? In Jesus, in Christ. Hallelujah. And look at the body of Christ. You've always been the body, but you are deceived by Satan. But today the veil is being destroyed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He has come to give us what? And understanding. And with this understanding, you will come out from hell and death and go to reigning life. You will come out of the bell of it. You see, when you get this revelation, the bell, the way will spit you out. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You cannot stay in the belly of the whale anymore. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. There is something that will be burning in the belly of the whale. And it has to spit you out.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
That is the word today. Amen.
Yeah.
There's a word that Jonah made when he was coming out. Very important. Hallelujah. At times we feel that somebody is doing something to us. Nobody can do anything to you. You are the one that has first done something to yourself before anybody can do anything to you. If you walk in the glory that God gave you from the beginning, nothing can touch you. If Adam had obeyed the voice of God, the serpent would be under his feet.
Amen.
It was lack of obedience that caused all this. Hallelujah. God has given you everything. Hallelujah. The Bible says that he created the heavens and the earth by one, which is by Christ. And Christ is not complete without you. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. I've told you secrets that I've heard in the spirit.
Amen.
Those worldwide voices I heard in the spirit that you, at times is very scary. Amen. When you begin to remember certain things. That these people that you call men are not just ordinary men. You are seeing God who is sleeping. They are asleep. Hallelujah. Praise God. But the time will come when you wake up.
Amen.
You know how they wake up when they hear?
The trumpet.
Loud trumpet. Get up. Down there, sleepest. Sleepest in mortality. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. As Jonah came out of the belly of the whale, he said, those that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy. God did not take away his mercy from you. God does not curse. Have you seen God cursing before? In the book of Genesis, did God curse Adam? God told him, what did God tell him? Your land is cursed for thy sake. God being cursed him is because of what he did that he entered into the. When your child goes to put his hand in fire, did you put him in fire? No. Yes. He's suffering what he did. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When God is still older men, we praise the Lord. You know that song? When you read that psalm, people get into problems because of their rebellion. When men rebel against the truth, they enter into problem and they cry unto God, and God answers them. The story never ends. Hallelujah. Amen. After you finish doing all you want to do as a man, you surely will come to the day when you say, God, where are you? Hallelujah. The earlier you do it, the better.
Exactly.
Amen. Praise God. You want to appear as a messenger of God? Hallelujah. You want to appear as Jesus, the messenger? Hallelujah.
Yeah.
The time comes when they will say, this is eternal life, to know you as God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Those that observe lying vanities forsake their mercies. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
You forsake your mercy, you forsake your glory, your power. Remember, the Bible says no liar can find itself in the new Jerusalem, which is the kingdom of God. Anything that makes a lie cannot enter into God's kingdom. God's kingdom is not somewhere in the sky where you go to where you die. It is open now for you to experience. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Nothing that makes a lie can enter. And the book of Proverbs says that all men are liars. All men are what?
Liars.
But how can you say all men are liars? Somebody said, but I never told a lie before. You lie. You lied when you say you are mortal. You lied when you say you have a life outside of Jesus. You lied. We are seeing the one that is true. So if you confess anything other than that one that is true, you are a liar. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. If you go down, let's go down to go down, 1 John chapter 5. Immediately after saying this is the true God and eternal life, look at what John says. Verse 21. Are you there? 1 John chapter 5, verse 21. Little children, keep yourself from
idols.
What is the connection with keep yourself from idols? And he has come to give us an understanding of the true God and eternal life. Can't you understand that God is revealing to us the mystery of a body? If we see anything apart from Christ, the one that is true, they are idols. These are what? Lying vanities. Vanity upon
vanity.
Your human life is vanity. Flesh what profited?
Nothing.
Lying what? Vanities. And the more you marry lying vanities, the more your pain is multiplied. Hallelujah. He said, those that go after other gods, their sorrow is what? Multiplied. You will seek and never be satisfied. You will pray and not receive the answer for your prayers. Always seeking but never receiving. Hallelujah. All the days of your life you will live in torment and condemnation. Hallelujah. Until you come to the knowledge of him that is true. Anyone that observes lying vanities finds himself in the bottomless pit, in hell, among the Gentiles, those that forget God. Look at, forget God means forget the mystery of Christ. The mystery of, you are looking at, look at God. He's everywhere. Father, forgive them for they don't know what they are doing. Jesus said that because he was saying they are ignorant, they can't see that they are God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is the mystery of godliness. Hallelujah. Listen, brethren. This is the way to purify yourself and to enter into God's kingdom.
Amen.
Let's shine your eyes with the single eye of the kingdom.
Amen.
And recognize God in his temple.
Amen.
God is here to lift you up. I'm going to round up with the book of Psalms. Psalms chapter 16, verse 10. Hallelujah. Are you tired?
No.
You better not be. If you're tired, I'm going to tire for you too. Okay, Psalm chapter 16. This is one of those very powerful verses. The Psalms are full of rich verses, you know. Scriptures. You know what some people are used to using the Psalm for? They used to say, my enemy, my enemy. My everything, my enemy, my enemy. You know, a sister called up to her house in London, you know, with her family. And before I can say a word, you call me home to come and minister. Before I can say a word, she talk about her enemy. I said, wait for her, let me talk. Before I talk, she will call, yes, my enemy is there. I packed my Bible, I said, okay, God bless you. I left. Sabi, my enemy. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And you know, you have to be very careful. People use these things to attract people to them. Amen. I can come and deceive you here, and I can stand here and deceive you, and tell you about your enemy, and I'll tell you I have the solution to this enemy. Amen. May some euros go flow. Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. But when you talk the truth, come on, she is not the same. But God did. I will not leave you nor forsake you. Hallelujah. Amen. The shishi methodology. All right. Psalm chapter 16. Amen. Are we there?
Yes.
It says, I'm going to start from verse, verse 4. Psalm chapter 16, verse 4. It says that their sorrows shall be multiplied who hasten after another God. Their drink offering of blood I will not offer, nor take up their names on my lips. O Lord, you are the portion of my inheritance and my cup. This is your cup. Amen. This is your cup. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The lines have fallen to me in pleasant places. Yes, I have a good inheritance. I will bless the Lord who has given me counsel. My heart also instructs me in the night seasons.
Hallelujah.
I have set the Lord always before me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, praise God. He is always is at my right hand, and I shall not be moved. Therefore, my heart is glad, and my glory rejoices. Hallelujah.
Amen.
My flesh also shall rest in hope. Now listen properly. For you will not leave my soul in Sheol. That is hell. Nor will you allow your Holy One to see corruption. You will show me the path of life. In your presence is the fullness of joy. At the right hand,
pleasures
forevermore. Pleasures means enjoyment. The meaning of Eden is pleasures. The Garden of Eden means pleasures. Just imagine to all of us here naked, running around in the garden, like children. Like children, eh? Not like corrupted adults. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
In the garden of pleasures, enjoyment, life to the fullness has come that you may have life in abundance, that's enjoyment. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But what? I allow the counsel of God to lead me. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And the counsel of God will cause you to locate the Holy One of God. Do you know the Holy One of God?
Christ.
He's inside of you. They call him the Christ in you. There is something in you that is holy, that is created in the image of him that created him. There is something that is you that is like God, holy. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That one cannot see corruption. Oh, praise God.
Hallelujah.
If you are awake, you cannot see corruption. Hallelujah. The voice, the counsel of God will lead you by that path, that narrow path of reward, of righteousness, of life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And lead you unto his right hand. The right hand, the place of all power. When you are seated in heavenly places, what? In
him.
In
him.
In him that is true.
Amen.
Can't you see that we are being gathered unto him into that one body? The revelation of Christ will set you free.
Amen.
It will set you free from the prison underneath the sea in the belly of the whale. You shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, in the Catholic world, today we hear saint this, saint that. And now when they draw their picture, they put one round halos. They call it halos. You see the round thing on their head. Well, what I will do, my own picture too, I'll be putting that thing on my head. And I'll stand there, looking to the sky. Holy Saint Trevor.
Already
you are holy. Amen. You are what you are.
Holy.
Be you holy as He is holy. Be you holy, for I am
holy.
Because you are the image of God. You are holy. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It doesn't matter if your trust is falling. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Although we look more better in the tongue of the Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Show you here with us. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
You are holy. You are the holy one of God. This is the light. This is the revelation. Christ in you, the hope of glory. That is what will lift you out of the miry clay. That is what will lift you up out of hell and death. Hallelujah. Observe any other thing apart from Christ, you are observing lying vanities. Because everything that is created is simply speaking Christ, Christ, Father, Christ. Everything that is created, because the invisible attributes of God, the invisible quality of God, everything about God is being seen today by the things that are created.
Amen.
So you're not supposed to look at the creation, but look at the message the creation is giving you.
Amen.
That is why there is lost in this world. Lost. Why are men lost in? Because they're not understanding. They're looking with the natural mind. They're not seeing Christ. Christ is the only creature of God, the true creature of God. Every other thing are just devils and idols, and they shall what? Pass away. Hallelujah. Can we stand up?
Wow.
Hallelujah. I can see somebody being spat out of the belly of a whale today. Hallelujah. Praise God. Your position is not in the belly of a whale.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Your position is where? In God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. That's okay. That's a leave it. Amen. Can you come, Benny? Amen.
Amen.
Your position is where?
In God.
In God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In the bosom of the Father.
Amen.
In paradise. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you for the message, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
You have come to set your people free.
Oh, yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Your messenger will speak secrets.
Amen.
Hidden from the foundation of the world.
Amen.
Secrets that will make kings to marvel.
Amen.
Secrets that will cause men to open their mouth.
Amen.
And marvel.
Amen.
Things that they have not heard, they will hear.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And God will bring to flight that which was hidden from the foundation of the world.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So that the saints can freely enter in.
Amen.
To enjoy.
Amen.
What God has prepared for them.
Amen.
From the foundation of the world.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We ask for the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
Yes. Amen.
To fill us properly.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Quickly, I just thank the Lord. He always gives me something because I wait for Him to say something. As we're doing the praise and worship, the Lord showed me Baal. I mean, three Baal, giant Baal. And the body of the Baal, those one that rings when the bell for the church. The big one, three, joined together, and the outside of the Baal, you know, it was dressed with flowers. So three means Trinity and unity, resurrection. Then the other one the Lord showed me, He showed me the box of gold. You know, a big box, those antique big
treasure trove.
Treasure box. And from it, it was open, and I can see the gold, the pearls, everything that is precious. nations inside the box. That was what the Lord has shown to me. Praise the Lord.
To the church.
Amen. Do you know what that box is?
Of course.
Look at the box here. Look at the boxes. So the boxes outside very dirty, ugly. But when you open those boxes, you see the treasure of the ages.
Amen.
The riches of God sealed within you. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Aren't we lucky people?
Yes.
Father, we thank you. Glory be to your name. In Jesus' name we pray.